right. So what I want to talk about in this podcast is productivity. Now, this is the number one thing that stops and holds people back because of the simple things of like staying focused and how to stay focused. And really, when it boils down to it, it is really what made me make this podcast, right, is because I just got back from ClickFunnels Live 2020, which the essence of that, the people that I was hanging around basically, and some of the people that I was really kind of already in groups with, but then there were some new people that I met, and the whole center, like the center of the attention was basically, you know, stop listening to your own story. Stop letting that story that you hold in your head, like, hold you back. Literally, if you were at the point of contact where, like, let's just say you were in, like, a war or something like that, and just is kind of hard to believe as that is, but is let's just say you were in, like, a war or something, and somebody was shooting at you, you wouldn't actually think about your story and let that hold you back from taking action, would you? No, you wouldn't. You would just take action. You would just do something. Now, this led even further down on, like, day four. The last day was Garrett J. White came on, and his presentation really was all about basically the same thing. Stop letting things like hold you back. Stop being, you know, not productive. Stop, you know, doing this and that. And it really revolves around, you know, the vital few and versus the trivial many, right? So a lot of us let this, when I say the trivial many, a lot of us let that, a lot of the little mini tasks that don't really matter, they let that hold us back. We don't think about the vital few, that the priorities that we need to set for ourselves. We need to set our goals and lay out what is important to us and what's important to getting our task done and making sure things are done properly, right? So that got me really, really thinking. You know, and you know, if you've heard any of my previous podcasts, I've always been big about productivity because, you know, as somebody who's came up from literally had no help, I had to, you know, learn these little hacks and stuff. I had to learn how to use, you know, Google speech and stuff like that to write articles. And I had to literally have, you know, go back and some of my videos, I would have to come and use Rev to describe them. Or transcript them and then take that and get it, you know, done so I can use it in an article or something. So, I mean, there was little hacks and stuff you could do to learn and to grow and get better. But it wasn't until I actually started making a list of, you know, what was important in like right now. Like what was important to success in my business right now or success for me personally right now. And I made a list for this, right? And, you know, I literally made a list on a dry erase board. And then I throughout that list, I came up with, you know, the top 20 things. And then basically from that list, I said, okay, well, I prioritized them. What would be the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth? The top five things I take and I put to the side. And those are the things I start working on. Now, this breaks down the exact theoretical the process of the vital few and the versus the trivial many, right? Because when you think about it, we often get bogged down by all these little trivial things that don't matter, that don't add to the end result, don't help us at all when it comes to, you know, getting this productivity that we want to get done, or reaching our goals, or even accomplishing some of the small tasks that we want to do. Because we forget about, we are prone to procrastinate by nature. So when we stop procrastinating, we start doing the hard task. We start doing the things that are important to us. We start doing the things that matter to us. Then it really does start driving you a step forward each and every day. Now, again, and I'm big about that. Make progress every single day. It doesn't matter what day it is. It doesn't matter if it's your birthday. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas. It doesn't matter if you don't feel good. If you're sick, it makes some kind of progress every single day. I mean, a little bit each day will make, I'm telling you, it will make a big, huge difference in your life every single day. So, I mean, you look back at the things you thought you couldn't do one day, and then you look back and you're like, wow, I can't believe I accomplished that. But look at where I'm going. look at what I'm doing, and look how more productive. Look, these things that I learned, how I could be, you know, more, you know, hacked and everything, right? How I could learn how to do this. And it's breaking down literally the vital few versus the trivial many. And thinking about that, right? Just think about that thought for a minute. Just break down and analyze your life for just a second. How many times do you let the trivial many take over away from the vital few? Or do you even have a list of the vital few that is like the things that should drive you to success, right? Think about that. I mean, and if you don't, it might be time to make that list, right? It might be time to start this process. It might be time to think about this. It's never too late to start a good habit, right? The only thing that is a bad thing is if you ignore it, if you don't do it, if you don't move forward, if you sit there and stand still, you're literally taking a step back every single day. And you are built with gifts. Whether you believe it or not, you have gifts you have to give that you are meant to give to this world. And holding yourself back is not going to empower you. It's not going to help anybody else. There's something inside of you that could help somebody else that is waiting to be helped. It's just that simple. Whether it be in business, whether it be in personal life, whether it be whatever the case may be, you have something. You have a gift. And whether or not you even know you have a gift, maybe you have to learn that gift and then share it. Maybe it's part of that. You know, you never know what door can open when you start doing things the proper way. And this is what really resonated with me. You know, there was a lot of great things we learned at ClickFunnels Live 2020, but what really, really, really set with me is the fact of this exact principle that I'm talking about, right? Because, you know, ignoring your story, ignoring the things that you think about yourself, ignoring your past as far as like, okay, well, I've been through all this, so I can't do this, or what I'm currently thinking about this situation I'm in right now stopping me from doing something. Just do the task. Just take the action. If it is part of your list, it's part of your vital few, don't let the trivial many stop you. Don't let all that stuff stop you and hold you back. Make a step forward each and every day. You hear me? If you listen to my podcast, you watch my YouTube videos, you know I'm about productivity. You know I'm about giving value, and I'm about helping. And I'm about literally like hacking the way things should be done. And I just, you know, this to me was a good topic for, you know, a podcast. And I'm not going to make this a long drawn out topic and stuff like that. I just wanted to make this a podcast because the simple fact of we often forget that the things that hold us back are the trivial many. And it really is the vital few that can drive us. And, you know, like I say, make a list. If you don't know a list, if you don't have a list, if you don't know what your vital few is, make a list. Go through it. Write them down. Prioritize them. Top five. Work on your top five. Move that. Once you get those done, move the next ones up. And start keep recycling this list, making those lists better. Recycling it, making it better each and every day, each and every week, every month. And you just keep. And then as you go forward and as you look back months and months and months, and even a year or 2 years, you're going to look at how far you become, what you have become from that, where you went, you know, from doing that, and where you were, right? You're going to look back and just be in awe. You're going to be amazed at what you can do. And like I say, I just wanted to make a quick short statement and really just kind of get this out there and just say, hey, if you need that little bit of productivity guidance and you need that help, these are some things that the key components that can help you with your productivity day in and day out, whether it just be personal development or whether it be your business development or whatever it may be. These things can, really affect your quality of life. So just think about that, and we'll see you guys on the next podcast. All right. Thanks.